Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
広島大学イングリッシュポッドキャスト異文化ディスカッションへようこそ。この番組異文化ディスカッションでは、広島大学に学ぶ留学生をゲストに招き、東広島での学生生活や身近な話題について英語で話してもらいます。日本とイギリスにルーツを持つミナオとリオをゲストに迎えての2回目をお届けします。今回の話題は映画。聞き手は広島大学のジョー・ラウアーさんです。それではごゆっくりどうぞ。
Hi everyone, it's great to have you here again. I'm Joe, and it's a pleasure to greet our two guests, Minao.
Hi.
And Rio.
Hi guys.
Right, and Minao and Rio are both bicultural. So one of their parents is British and one of their parents is Japanese. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experiences in England, Minao? What kind of things have you done there?
Yeah, so my experience of England was always in the summer holidays. So I had great memory of the place because no school, obviously, that's
right,
amazing.
No school and good weather.
Yeah, and also I could escape from Japan's heat and it was always so nice. I always loved the sweet stores in England because like partly because of the summer holidays, but it was a time of like no rules, and the sweet stores, like, they have so much more variation than Japan, and I would always buy like lots and lots of it and then get sick on the car ride when we're visiting places.
Right.
How
are British sweets different from Japanese sweets?
Well, like, there's those obvious differences, like England has licorice and Japan doesn't, or like Japan has more rice-based things, but I feel like British sweets are much, much more colorful than Japanese ones. Like, they have bright blue ice cream, and we don't have that. And everything's just so colorful and pretty in England, the sweets, I think.
Okay, very good. And Rio, what kind of things have you done in England?
Oh, yeah, well, me too. I visit England in the summer, so I often stay at my grandparents' house, and then I often also go to Oxford because I have a relative living in Oxford. And Oxford is so beautiful. Like, the buildings there are so old. And when you see the sunset, like the sunlight shine on the build on the walls, it's just amazing. Yeah. I also, what do I like? Yeah, I like chocolate. English chocolate. English chocolate and Japanese chocolate is different.
Yeah. But I feel like many American people have told me that English chocolate is way too sweet. Do you think that's true? Or
well, it is sweet, but I like it. I like
it. Yeah, it's not too sweet. It's just the right amount of sweetness. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, we should all try it, right?
try twelves.
Yes, Rio? What did you say?
Try the flakes, the flake chocolate ones.
Yes,
they're the best. The best.
Flakes.
Yeah, flakes.
Okay, like the ones you have in ice cream.
Oh, good. And today we're talking about something everyone really likes again. We're talking about movies. Yay. So today we're talking about some popular movies these days. And we're going to do this kind of like a countdown. The top three that Rio and Minao like in their whole life. Their three favorite. Wow. And it can be Japanese, because you guys both know Japanese. Or it can be foreign. Okay, let's start with number three. How about Rio? Any number three? What's your number three?
Well, as number three, I put down Harry Potter series.
Because
I'm a really big fan of Harry Potter. And I knew Harry Potter through the movies before reading the books. Yeah, so I like them a lot. But right now, I've watched them so many times that I've kind of got fed up with them. but I still like them, yeah.
So you've also read the books?
Yeah, I've read the books multiple times.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, because they're really big books, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Minao, how about your number three?
I really struggled with this one because I didn't have like a clear top three. So my third favorite movie, I guess, would be The Bee Movie.
Okay.
Yes, I heard from my family that when I was little, I used to be obsessed with this movie. And I would watch it on repeat. You know how kids nowadays are always watching Frozen? But now in hindsight, if you watch the Bee Movie again, it's not something that a kid would enjoy, so I don't know why I like that. But it's basically like bees taking back honey because it should be theirs. But then when they do that and the bees take back all the honeys from the humans, it doesn't actually go well. It doesn't go according to plan. And we find out that like there's a balance to things, I guess. And yes, nowadays like bees are going extinct, which isn't a nice thing, and we have to save the bees. And also like I feel like watching that movie like is really nice, and it reminds me of the Save Me Bees.
Is it like animation or is it it is animation?
It's an animation.
So realistic.
Talking about it like it's a serious documentary.
I thought it might have been a documentary.
The bees, they live.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a cool animation. Okay, and number two on the list for Rio?
Yeah, well, I put Inception. What was it called? Yeah.
Inception?
Inception, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I watched that recently and it's still strong. I really liked the idea of that you could create a dream in other people's heads. And the ending, the how it ends, is just so frustrating. And I was like, oh my God, what? I won't spoil it for you, but yeah, how it ends is amazing. Yeah.
Ah, create a dream in other people's heads. Yeah. It's probably right around the corner, right? Okay, and me now, number two for you.
Number two. I couldn't think of one. I'm really sorry. So I chose a whole cinematic universe. So all Marvel movies. I couldn't choose one. The other day I did like a Marvel movie marathon on my own, and I watched all the movies leading up to Infinity War and Endgame. And it's just amazing. It's all these superheroes coming together and assembling, and it's so cool. And Tom Holland makes me cry every time. he's such an amazing actor. Yeah, and that like cinematic universe is just amazing, the scale.
Yes. A lot of good ones there. Okay, and finally we've got our favorite movies here, Rio.
Okay, so my favorite movie is The Lord of the Rings.
Maybe
you've heard of it. Okay, so my mum told me you should watch this because I like fantasy stories, like those kind of fiction stories, and this is just totally for me. And I love the characters. I can't tell you why I like it, but it's just like I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's always like I remember of it. Yeah. And I also think the ring, they have this ring, the golden ring, and it kind of, if you put it on, you can become invisible, but it also, you want the ring, like
you're gonna become like Gollum.
Yeah, you can become like Gollum, yeah. And it shows like how weak people are, like materialistic things, you know. Mm. I thought that's interesting too, yeah.
Right, Lord of the Rings, that's a classic that people in a lot of countries love. Good. And Mina, what is your favorite? Dun, 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 go!
My favorite movie is The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride?
Yes, do you know it?
Nope, tell me about it.
I don't actually know any of the actors' names. No. So the plot is basically there was these two young people who were in love, and then the boy goes off to find like riches or something, I think, and he disappeared. He is no longer there. And then the girl is the most beautiful girl in the village or city or something. So she gets married off to a really crappy prince. And then she gets abducted, and that's how the story goes on. I'm not going to tell you anymore because there's going to be a plot twist and a spoiler. But I really love the fight scene between two characters. And it's just so amazing. It's a sword fight, and they do it really politely. And that movie also created the famous phrase, my name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die.
Oh my God.
Yes, that one.
Is it the guy who has six fingers?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I've seen that.
it's an iconic movie, I think, in my opinion. And that's why I love it. And also, one of the main characters always says, as you wish, every time the girl asks for something. And that just melts my heart. That's just so cool. Yeah. So
I don't want to say that, as you wish, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Just to review here, can you just tell us one more time your top three? Go, Rio.
Okay. So the third is Harry Potter series. Second is Inception. And my favorite movie is Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Yep, and my top three are the third is the B movie, second is the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the best one is The Princess Bride.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, today we've talked a lot about movies. Everybody out there, you probably like movies, so try to study the script. You know, you can not only for the subtitles, you can study them in English, of course, but also on internet. Often the whole script is there. You could study it. The best way to learn English is to do what you like. So if there's one movie out there that you really like, you can study the words. It's so natural and so effective for studying English. Well, today we had a good time with Minao and Rio, and we'll be back one more time next month to talk more about these interesting cultural things. See you next time, everyone. Keep having fun studying English, and take care. Bye.
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 いかがでしたか？異文化ディスカッションでは今回も Zoom による遠隔収録を行いました。お聞き苦しい点もあったかと思いますが、ズームによるトーク楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。よく知っている相手でも、あまり知らないという相手でも、映画を話題にするのは大変良い方法です。最近見た映画の感想や好きな映画について、ぜひ英語で話してみましょう。例えば、日本の最新のアニメの話題などは、外国人には喜ばれるかもしれませんね。次回はお二人のトークの最終回となります。それでは次回の異文化ディスカッションまでごきげんよう。